Did you know the WYXR app has access to our live stream, archives like this one, and a lot more? Plug it into your car and you also get CarPlay. Download it today at app.wyxr.org.
Listening to WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave. I'm your host, Natalie Hoffman, and tonight we have a special episode. I've got four special guests in the building. I've been calling them the Big Ears crew. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Is everyone here? Everyone's here? Yay! Welcome. Well, I've got Sam, Cole, Isabel, and Zach. So yeah, if y'all want to, let's see, how about y'all introduce yourselves and tell me how many times you've gone to Big Ears, which I should explain too quickly. Big Ears is a festival in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's at the end of March, like the 26th?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I mean, it's like an experimental music fest, like jazz. What else? What other genres would you shout out in there?
Ambient.
Yeah.
Some classical stuff.
Nice.
Just all around experimental.
Yeah, it seems so cool. I always hear like tons of great stories about it, which I'm sure we'll get to a little bit as we hang out and talk a little bit. But yeah, why don't you all introduce yourself, Zach? You want to start?
Sure. What's up? I'm Zach. I play in a bunch of bands around town, and I run Machine Duplication Recordings, and I've been to Big Ears. Oh my god, I think this might be like my fourth or fifth time.
Nice, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hello, I'm Isabel, and I am married to Zach and have been to Big Ears with him twice now, so this year will be my third year.
Cool.
Going with this crew as well.
Hi, I'm Cole. I am in one of Zach's bands around town, and this will be my second year at Big Ears.
Nice.
I'm Sam, also known as DJ Shmuel.
Yeah, welcome.
Catch me playing Changes Sunday, 4 to 5 p.m.
Memphis Car Spotting.
Memphis Car Spotting. Yeah, check out my IG.
Yeah, that is. That's good.
This will be my fourth year going.
Nice, nice. Okay, so y'all are nobody is going for the first time this year. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, I think we should play a little bit of music so people can kind of get the idea of what they might be in for at Big Ears Fest. So the assignment that I gave everyone was to pick out some artists that they were stoked about seeing at this year's Big Ears. So this is all stuff that'll be at this year's fest, which I'm sure, listeners, if you like what you hear, I bet there are still tickets available, right? Is this like a thing that'll sell out?
It will, but it's okay. Still.
Yeah, I think there's like a very slim amount left.
Okay,
It sells out like every year now, I think.
Damn, that's so cool. It's gotten really big, too. That's something I've definitely noticed over the years. Like, I hear more and more people talking about it and going and hearing really cool stories from it. So yeah, if y'all like what you're hearing and you want to go experience it in real life, definitely check out Big Ears and get some tickets. All right, well, we'll be back to talk more about it, but what do we have first, Sam?
First up is Taking Out the Trash by SML, Small, Medium, Large. Great band, all improv stuff, cool. That's freaky, so cool. Synth jazz.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, stick around here on WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hey, this is Logan with Memfo. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You are listening to Strange Wave here on WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. I'm joined tonight by the Big Ears crew, a bunch of people who frequent Big Ears, a bunch of Memphians who go out to Knoxville to partake in the Big Ears Festival. So I've got Zach, Isabel, Cole, and Sam. Sam, those are your picks we just heard, minus the last one, which we'll get to, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about them a little bit.
There was some Chucho Valdez in there, great Afro-Cuban legend. Maria Somerville, Projections, great 4AD shoegaze stuff. And then 3,000 Worlds by Harriet Tubman, weird psych jazz stuff.
Yeah, I love the range you picked of style for the 4 or 5 you picked. And then the last one was Isabel's. What was that?
Yes, that last one was Marvis by Ullman Johnson Wilkes, which is a jazz trio.
Nice. Yeah, I think I saw you or Zach maybe post that on Instagram. So I put that album in my music and I was listening to it while I was working the other day. It's so cool. Nice.
It's amazing. That whole album, this is a funny feeling that I have when I listen to it, but I feel like I'm swimming through green jello. Like, it has this like
cool
wiggly warm quality to it.
Yeah.
And also the album art.
Ooh, warm jello.
Like, yeah. The album art looks like green jello.
Yeah.
So that is what I think about every time I listen to it.
I love that. Perfect. And then you can go experience it in real life.
I know. I can't wait.
You can bring some jello.
I should.
Just to put your toes in.
I should give it to them and say, this means nothing to you, but it means a lot to me.
Everything to me. Yeah. Amazing. What do you have up next for us?
Next, we are going to do Nectar by Yasmin Williams, who is someone that I saw my first year that I went to Big Ears.
Oh, nice.
Yasmin is an incredible guitar player, and she is going to be returning to the Big Ears stage.
Nice. That's so cool. Okay, great. Well, stick around for that, and y'all be thinking about some of your favorite Big Ears moments, because I'm going to ask you about that next time we're on the mic. All right, stick around here on WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. Thank you. You're listening to WYXR, WYXR.org. Thanks for joining me tonight on Strange Wave, me and the Big Ears crew. Cole, we just heard three of yours, right?
Two of yours,
one of Isabel's. All right, I'm trying to keep up. This is the most people I've ever had on my show. And usually I get like a little overwhelmed with one person. So we're going. Yeah. What did we just hear, Cole?
The first one was Yikes 2 by Tim Byrne. Tim Byrne's a free jazz saxophone player and one of the first like free jazz guys I got into, and was just like huge game changer for like experimental music for me, and like in general, but especially in like jazz and traditional instruments. And then the second one was Polyhedral by Mary Halverson, who I saw for the first time last year just at a guitar talk, and just thought she was really cool and checked her stuff out, and has become like maybe my favorite guitar player. Just like blends genres in like really interesting ways and really changed the way that I like think about improvisation.
Yeah.
So it's been like a big inspiration to my own guitar playing.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna have to check that whole album out. Yeah, hell yeah. And Isabel, what was the one we didn't talk about after Yasmin?
The one after Yasmin was Drift of the Ginny by Juliana Barwick and William Tyler. And that's off of the Across the Horizon Volume 1 compilation of like ambient Americana stuff that the band Sus curated and put out last year. That was like my favorite album of last year that came out, basically.
Nice, nice. Okay. Well, I'm going to skip around just a little bit, if you don't mind, Cole. I'm going to skip ahead so Zach gets one in for sure. Cool. Yeah, I did. The playlist y'all put together is great. I'll put a link up in my Instagram on Optic Sync on Instagram so that y'all can check out the full playlist because it's really good. But I did the classic thing where I kind of forgot that we talk. And talking takes time and, you know, got to hear about this excellent fest. Real quick, before we get into a couple of Zach's picks, and then we'll circle back around to Cole's last one, if we have time, I do want you all to tell me your favorite Big Ears memories real quick. So, Zach, you want to go first?
Yeah. I have two off the top of my head that I could think of if I could cheat and pick two.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
The first year I went, I saw Pino Palladino and Blake Mills play with Sam Gendel, and I'm forgetting who the drummer was, maybe Chris Dave. That was like the first like real jazz show I'd ever been to in my life.
Cool.
And it's in the Tennessee Theater, which is this beautiful theater with this like great, I don't know, it's very ornate. It's one of the best sounding venues I've ever been to in my life. And something about it, it was like halfway through it, I was like, oh my God, this is like maybe top five show I've ever been to in my life.
Cool.
And it kind of set me on this path that I've been on for the last couple years, exploring that kind of music and playing in Hater Group Chat with Cole, which sounds absolutely nothing like that, but you know, it just like set me on a path of wanting to explore that as an artistic pathway for myself.
Damn, that's a beautiful testimony for the for fest.
And I the second one, I'm probably gonna steal Cole's here, but we saw Cowboy Sadness, this great...
I'm going to beat you up.
You stole his last song. I know
I was
going to
do this. But, we saw Cowboy Sadness play in a church. Cowboy Sadness is an amazing ambient Americana trio that's also on that Across the Horizons compilation. And they played with this like projection mapping that was projected mapped is what I almost said, to the stained glass windows of the church. And it was the super old, extremely tall skyscraper looking church. It was it was intense. It was really cool.
Wow.
And it made me want to do art in unconventional spaces here, because I feel like we don't have that kind of, I don't know, weird ambient music in the church thing. So hopefully we're going to change that soon.
Wink, wink, more on that soon. Isabel, what you got? We got some headphone sharing. Yeah, we got to pass the headphones.
Okay, I've had so many like beautiful soul-centering moments at Big Ears, but I think the one that I want to talk about is the time that I was absolutely terrified out of my mind at a Big Ears set.
Perfect.
There is a musician named Colin Stetson who is a saxophone player and also a composer. He's done a lot of soundtracks for movies and stuff, famously Hereditary.
Okay.
And so a lot of his music is actually kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not prepared for the set that I saw a couple years from him. It's like the biggest saxophone sound that you can imagine. And it's just horrifying music. I wish I could describe adequately, but I was standing there in the crowd and my body reacted like I was being chased by a wild animal.
Wow, so really effective.
That unnerving. And I had never heard anything like it in my life. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, I did not know that music could make me feel this way.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would have experienced that anywhere else but Big Ears.
Wow.
So, shout out to Colin Stetson for scaring me
the
out of my
visceral,
mind.
Yeah. The visceral music experience.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
So Zach didn't actually quite steal mine because Cowboy Sadness played twice last year. They played the Across the Horizons thing that Isabel talked about earlier. And up to that point, they had already been my favorite set of the festival. Mm-hmm. But there was something about this one. Like, I had initially gone to it like by myself. Everyone else was like seeing other stuff.
Okay.
And toward the end of the festival, I don't know, it was like just like a weird night. I was feeling weird. Like,
yeah.
The show was running behind, and I was just like stressed out for no reason.
Oh, gotcha.
And then as soon as they started playing with like more projection mapping, but different from what was at the church, it was almost like Stan Brackage-esque.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it just like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
Like throughout the whole show, like just healing.
Wow.
You know? And I was actually sitting next to this woman, and I just like leaned over to her and was like, I'm talking for so long, I'm so sorry. But I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And she was like, that's my husband. And she's married
Whoa.
To David Moore, the piano player.
The perfect person to say that
who
to.
Also, David Moore, everything he's ever done, listen to
cool.
it.
Cool, okay, will do. Damn, these stories are beautiful. I mean, I've already really wanted to go to the fest, but now I'm like, I can be healed, horrified. I can want to change all the music and art that I'm doing. Sam, what you got?
I got to see my favorite jazz band, Jeff Parker ETA Quartet, last year.
Nice.
Best show of last year and one of the best shows I've ever seen, maybe ever. But I fanned out. I love their record from last year.
Yeah.
And I fanned out and waited by the
yes.
like backstage door like a freak with my with my record
freak.
In hand. But Aww. Of course Jeff Parker's like my favorite guitar player. Of course they all came out and I got to talk with all four of them
nice.
And got them all to sign my record and they were so nice. So
oh, that rules.
It was awesome.
Part of the fun
That's
part
so
of going
cool.
to this festival with so many people too is that you do get all kind of spread out.
Yeah.
So we had all left the show while Sam was still
waiting.
And it was kind of like a fun like side quest to get updates on because it was
yes.
like, is Sam actually going to get signed? Is Sam going to meet
yes.
him? And then like 20 minutes later, I just get a picture of the record signed
yes.
and we're all like, yeah.
I love that. That's so cool. Oh, man. All right. Well, once again, Big Ears Festival is in Knoxville. It's the 26th through the 29th. Is it 3 days? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Four.
Cool.
Four.
Sorry. Four
yeah,
days.
Yeah, Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday. All right. So if y'all are listening and you like what you hear and you like these stories you're hearing, definitely grab some tickets because it sounds like it'll sell out. All right, Zach, which one should we play?
We can just start from the top with the Yahweh Nailgun track.
Okay, cool.
That's
you want
cool
to tell
you.
Us anything about this?
Yeah, I love Yahweh Nailgun a lot. Pitchfork always has this funny little contingent. I said Pitchfork because I was going to say Pitchfork, but Big Ears always has this contingent of like Pitchfork-approved indie acts that are also a little experimental every
mm-hmm.
year, which, I don't know, I love that,
yeah.
honestly. But Yahweh Nailgun's a band from New York. They have a crazy rhythm section, and they do
cool.
everything unconventionally, and the singer sounds like he's constantly choking.
Oh, my God.
Which I like a lot, so it's a great record.
All right, perfect. Well, y'all stick around, and after this show, the legendary DJ Spanish Fly is on with Fly By Night, so yeah, we'll jump back on the mic and say goodbye, but stick around here on WYXR.
Sure.
wanted to jump back on the mic one more time before we say goodbye. Thank y'all so much for joining me. Woo! The mic's leaving me. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. This is so cool. So again, yeah, man, my pleasure. And thank y'all for sharing your playlist of stuff you're stoked about at this year's Big Ears Fest. Any last shout outs or thoughts? Oh, let me turn you up. Okay, one more time.
It's not worth repeating. I said shout out to the beauty and power of music.
Hey, that is worth repeating. I mean, there's one thing we've really all touched on tonight. It's that. There you go. Well, thank you all so much again for this incredible playlist. I will post it on my Instagram, which is OpticSync, all one word. And y'all stick around for the legend, the DJ, the legendary DJ Spanish Fly here on WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis.